Democratic candidates vying to be their party's presidential nominee are making their final pitches to registered voters in the Midwestern state of Iowa. But for the first time, several of the frontrunners have lost valuable time on the ground because they've been stuck at the President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Our North America correspondent Catherine Diss is in Iowa.
On Monday, we get to go and send a message to the nation that we want Bernie Sanders to be the next president of the United States.
From bands to filmmakers, Bernie Sanders knows how to draw a crowd. For the time they are a stuck in Washington, D.C. for the president's impeachment trial, the senator started the final sprint to the vote with some big names in showbiz. Among them, Grammy Award-winning band Bon Iver.
Let's go get this one for Bernie now.
Despite the unwanted distraction, he's not losing support.
While it's cool to see Bernie, I think we're all here for the ideas and values that he stands for rather than...
The 78-year-old progressive from Vermont is leading in the polls, garnering a huge following of young voters.
Where have you come from?
Peoria, Illinois. It's about 5 hours east of Des Moines.
That's quite a significant drive. You're quite passionate about Bernie?
Yes, absolutely. We all are.
19-year-old college student Mark Tangel backs Bernie's ambitious climate change plan and his socialist policies. But if he doesn't get the nomination...
Come November, and I guess we're ahead of ourselves, but I will be voting blue regardless. People's lives depend on this election, quite literally. So that
the other frontrunner is also in his late 70s and white, former Vice President Joe Biden.
They don't want me to be the nominee because they know I'll beat him like a drum.
Who would you put your money on at this stage?
Biden, because everybody's making the electability argument. He's the moderate. Him and Bernie, I think, are currently leading the polls, but my money would be on Biden.
2 hours' drive from the state capital, Des Moines, Bernie's progressive rival, Elizabeth Warren, canvassed the east of the state. She too started the weekend before the caucus on the back foot.
I've been in Washington for a long time, locked down, and I need to get to a lot of places.
Flying in overnight, her message was simple.
We will, we must come together as a party and beat Donald Trump.
While the issues do matter, the overwhelming goal, electing a nominee who can beat Donald Trump. While the winner isn't yet clear, if history's anything to go by, whoever takes the cake in Iowa is likely to seize the nomination. It's happened 7 of the past 9 times. This is Catherine Diss in Iowa, reporting for AM.